Today's share of Mishnah Brura Yomi in the second volume of Mishnah Brura is Daf Lamed Dalid Omid Aleph, and we'll begin Simen Kuf Nun Beis, which deals with the halachos of knocking down one shul in order to build another shul. Very important halacha. The Mechaber starts off and he writes, Ein Solshun Beis HaKnesses K'dei Libnos Beis HaKnesses Acher. A shul doesn't have the right to knock down a shul to go rebuild the shul. Even though you're going to rebuild the shul in the same place or you're going to rebuild it in another place, so you don't have the right to knock it down. And the concern is, the Mechaber says, Shema ye'ora lehem ones shlo yivnuhu acher, because you may come to have some sort of an extenuating circumstance come up, some sort of an accident come up that will not let you build the other new shul, and meanwhile the old shul is knocked down. And therefore you have no place to go and daven anymore. Ella, what should you do? The Mechaber says, Bonim ma'acher t'chila. First, build a new shul. V'acher kach sos shuna yoshin. And then, go and knock down the old shul to help pay for the new shul once the new shul is already built. So that's the proper order. The new shul has to be built and ready to be moved into. You don't necessarily have to daven there, but it has to be ready to daven into before you can knock down the old shul. Now, this obviously leads to many questions and issues, and now we'll see inside in the Mishnah Brura. Sivkat Nalat, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'hu adin beis ha-medrash. The same halach applies to a shul as it does to a beis medrash, brought down the name of the Prima Gadim. And this is true, bein shal yachid o shal rabim. This is true, whether it's an individual's private shul, a shtibel, let's say, or whether it's talking about a community shul. Either way, you cannot knock down the old shul until the new shul is built. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskel, Ein Solstrom, says the same thing applies, V'hu adin imrotze l'mochra, v'likach acheres b'domeh. Even if you want to sell the old shul and take those funds and purchase the new shul with those funds, that is not permitted. He says, Ken Kasu Achronim. This is the opinion of the Achronim. The issue for the number five does bring down, however, that if the new shul is totally ready to be moved into and you just have to pay for it, Ein Chaser El Nesina Samonos, and the only thing that's missing is to take the money from the old shul and give it to the new shul's previous owners and then move into the new shul. It's already fully built. So it brings down, we'll learn this in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, that it is permissible to sell the old shul and just take those funds and use it to pay for the new shul that's fully already built. Because in this situation, Ein Lachshosh L'Pshia, there's no concern that you're going to lose those funds and use them for something else and the new shul won't get built. The new shul's already built and those are the funds that are going to be paying for the new shul. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Beis explains when the Mechaber said K'dei Livnos in order to build the new shul with the old shul, wrote Salomar, Lo mi boya, you don't have to tell me Yemein Datu Livnosu Achakach Klaudios, or certainly to just destroy an old shul and keep the funds, put them in a bank account and not know what you're going to do with them. So that's certainly not permissible. Ella Afilu Imsoso K'dei Livnos Acher Bimkomo, even if you're knocking down the old shul in order to build a new shul in its place. Oh, but welcome Acher, in another place, the Osir, that is also not permitted, according to the Mechaber. Vafilum datu livnoso ata, begodel bepeir v'yofi. And even if your intention is to rebuild it right away and to make it a more glorious and magnificent structure, still not permitted because of this concern that you may end up not building it. I saw an absolutely phenomenal vart brought down in the name of the Gary Rebbe, the Imri Emes. He was asked the question, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash without already building its replacement? This seems to contradict the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. So he answers beautifully. He says, this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches and Eicha. Choshav Hashem lahashlis chomas bat Zion. Hashem intended to destroy the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, but it says, notokav. He stretched out a line. In other words, he's already started to rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. So to say, the Beis HaMikdash is already built, and it's just waiting to direct to come down from Shamayim at the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, Ken Yiratzon Bimheira. What a beautiful combination of Drush and Halacha. Dishavuta number one brings down from the Bach that even if a person is intending to use the rocks, the stones from the old shul in order to build a new shul, still this is not permissible. Sivkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Beis HaKnesses Acher, you're going to build a new shul with it, V'hu Adin Lasos Mimeno Beis HaMedrash. And even if your intention is to go build a Beis HaMedrash from the old shul, which is technically on a higher level, nevertheless, Osir. Afa Pishu Kedushasu Gedolu Yosir, even though the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is going to be higher than the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, and nevertheless, and therefore, this is also not allowed. He then brings down Kosu Achronim, Du Adin Gisha Beis HaKnesses Muskeris Lehem, Rakluzman. This is true also if you're renting a place for a selected period of time. V'daitim Liskar Achakach B'mochom Acher, and now you're going to rent in a new place. Nevertheless, also L'Sali Kisatsu B'mochom Arishon, you're not allowed to leave the first place that you're renting, Ad Sheyiskru Tchila Mochom Acher, until you've already rented the new building. Sivkat and Dalid, the Mechaber wrote that we're concerned that some onus, some accident will happen, some extenuating circumstance will come up that will not allow you to build this new shul. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Even if you already collected all the funds, your building fund, Baruch Hashem, was successful, and you have all the funds for the new building, so it's going to cost you $2 million to build a new building, and you've collected it, you have all the money, and it's in the bank account of the shul. Nevertheless, even if you've already arranged with the contractor, and everything is all set and done to go build a new shul, nevertheless, afilu ha'chiyarsa, you're still not allowed to go and destroy the old shul, because we are concerned, dilma misrami lehu pidyon shivuyim, because maybe some nebuch, terrible need is going to come up, like you have to redeem some captives, the yavi lehu, and you're going to have to give over those $2 million, all those funds, for the mitzvah of pidyon shivuyim, and therefore, you won't have a new shul, and you've already destroyed the old shul, people have no place to daven. The issue, footnote number 2, brings down from the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Gimel, for the performance of another mitzvah, you're not allowed to go take funds that were designated for the shul and use it for another mitzvah. However, tzorech pidyon shvuyim, for redeeming captives, one is allowed to go and take money that was designated for a shul and use it to be poda these shvuyim, to redeem these captives. And he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch that the reason for this is, ein lecha mitzvah gedolo ki pidyon shvuyim. There is no mitzvah as important as pidyon shvuyim. So one would be halachically allowed to go and take the funds that were being designated for the shul and use them for pidyon shvuyim, even though you couldn't use them for other mitzvahs. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that for tzorech pidyon shvuyim, you technically could take a shul that's already in existence and sell it for the redemption of these captives. So why don't we say that's always concerned? So he says, nevertheless, mikomokom in royal lasos kem, we don't sell an already existing shul to redeem captives. We only take the funds for that. That we do allow you to take funds that were designated for an existing, for a shul to be built, to be used for pidyon shvuyim. In the situation where the shul is already built, you go collect more money from the tzibur to redeem the shvuyim. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Hey Right, Shalo Yivnuach, we're concerned you won't build a new shul, Vinimtsu, and therefore will be Omdim below basic Knesset. It will turn out that you now have all the people in the community without a shul to daven in. He then adds, Vafilu ikal hu duchdulat saluya be'ezamokum, and even if there is another place you could daven, you'll borrow some sort of a gym, you'll borrow some sort of a community storeroom that you can go and daven in. Nami Yosser, nevertheless, it's still Osir. He adds, however, if there is another already existing shul in the city, there are two shuls in the city, and you're knocking down shul number one in order to build a bigger, better shul number one, but there is room in shul number two, meanwhile, for everybody to go daven. So shul number two could hold the overflow now from all the congregants from shul number one while they temporarily are building their new shul. So then, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Hataz Matir. The Taz would allow you to destroy the shul number one, even though it's not yet been rebuilt, because there is shul number two for everybody to daven in. However, that's the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah brings down V'hamogin Avram Oseh B'chol Gabda. Nevertheless, the Mogin Avram says, no, you still shouldn't do this. You have to rebuild the shul before you can go knock down. You have to build a new shul before you can knock down the old shul. The issue footnote number 3 brings down an explanation for this machlokus between the Taz and the Mogin Avram, and he brings down for the Maxis Ashekel that the Taz holds like the Ran, who says, Shekola Chashashu, the whole concern over here is, Si Yishrashlu Li'achar Stira Sayoshin, V'lo Yimaru Li'b'noses HaChodesh, V'nim Sosha Ovim D'Bentayim, V'lo Basic Nesses. The whole concern is that if you knock down the old shul and you don't have a new shul, they won't have a place to daven. But here they do have a place to daven, so this concern doesn't apply. And even if they take their time building the new shul, they still all have a place to daven. So therefore, it's not a concern. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees, and he says, even though they have this other shul that they can daven in, don't destroy the first shul until the new shul has already been built, because the chashash over here still is that they'll take their time and they won't build a new shul, and that is the concern. And he says the same thing applies when you're selling a shul. This machlokus between the Taz and the Magen Avraham exists as well, that the Magen Avraham would say that you're not allowed to sell the shul, because you may come to take those funds and not build a new shul with it. However, the Taz would say that you are allowed to, because there is this other shul that everybody can daven in meanwhile. The Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Shelo Yivnu HaAcher writes that most poskim follow the opinion of the Taz over here. Although he does say that there are many that are machmir, like the Magen Avraham. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes, Lanias Dati, my opinion is, the Besoser Amanas Livnos, if you're destroying the first shul with the intention to use those funds or those bricks to build a second shul, so then Lekuli Amu Leka Yisur Deraisa, then there certainly is no Issa Deraisa over here, because the whole thing is a chashash that you'll be posheya and you won't build a new shul. And since, in this situation, there is no real concern, since you do have this other shul for them to daven in, so then he says, Lamaisa, he paskins over here like the Taz. And he says, Pshita, that most of the posts can hold like the Taz, he brings down the El Yaraba, the Vilna Gaon, the Rashba, the Nemukhi Yosef, Tosfos, the Aguda, and the Meiri all seem to be Mekel over here like the Taz, and he says, Shuv ein lahachmir b'zeh. One doesn't have to be machmir like the Mogen Avram in this situation, but he does point out at the end of this Dibur HaMaschil, Av kol ze davkem besa knesses ha-kavua yesh mokom l'kulam b'revach l'spal. As long as the other shul in town has enough room for everybody to be able to davening in it. Because if not, then you do have this concern over here, and it would be usur. The issue footnote number 7 brings down the Chaim Bizmanenu nowadays, that you have different groups of people in the same town, all davening in their own nusach. You have all different types of shuls. They're not really duplicative over here. They're separate, unique, individual shuls that daven differently than the other shuls. So he brings down from the Sefer Tzedakah or Mishpat, in this situation, he doesn't know if you can rely upon the Taz, because you might argue that there really is no other shul just like them in town. Certainly, if there is another shul, the same type of shul in town, you have another Young Israel within walking distance, you have another Aguda within walking distance, another whatever type of shul within walking distance, it's a similar nusach and a similar type of davening, so then we can rely upon the school of the Taz. He then also brings down from the Ksav Sofer, another Eitza, that you could rent a place in such a way that it's not going to be a reversible rental until the new shul is built. So, for example, you have to knock down shul 1, and you are renting a place that will be contingent upon the fact that this place is rented and yours until shul number 2 is built. And you can work that out, so therefore this concern would not apply as well. He says, in this situation, in there's no concern that they'll delay in building the second shul, because they have a mokom kavua, set place for the shul right now that they're renting, which is on the contingency that they can't be kicked out of that place until the new shul is built. This indeed must be what most shuls are relying upon when they knock down their shul and they're building the new shul on the same exact place. So they rent out a place or they have some other set place which mistama is theirs until the new shul is built, and they rely upon this kula of the Ksav Sofer to allow them to do this based upon the Taz as well. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bonim Acher Tchilo, you're supposed to build a new shul first. Hainu, he means to say, Shegomim Moso Kula, you have to not just start building it, you have to complete it. He says, Vavshlo, Spalo Daim Ba, you don't have to necessarily have started davening in it, but it has to be ready to move in. Then, Mutul Listar Yishana, then at that point in time, you'd be allowed to sell, knock down, etc., to the old shul, whatever you need to do to it, because the new shul is already built. There's no concern that you'll be Misrashel, that you'll delay in having the new shul built. It's already built. The Sulek Lamechash, as I just said, there is no concern over here. Dilma Isrami Lu Shum Dvar Mitzvah, the Zavnu Habesa Knesses. There is no concern over here that something's going to come up and take those funds away and you won't build a new shul, because the new shul is already built, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Pesiv Katan Zayin brings down the Acher Kach Tzos, and only after the new shul is built are you allowed to go and destroy the old one. So he brings down Kosev Amogin Avron B'Shem Hamasas Binyamin Da'afilu Ha'ar Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim. This is true even if it's a shul of a large city. Now, a shul of a large city, which we'll learn about in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, says that Anshi Ya'ir Ein Yecholim L'Machor B'Shum Gavna, that the people of a large city don't have the rights to sell the shul. You're living in a small little town, so then you're the only ones that are really using it. So the community in that small town, series, so to say, owns the shul and can make whatever decisions they want about the shul. But when you're living in a large metropolis, so then the people living in that community aren't really the only ones using the shul. That's a well-known place. Everybody goes over there and davens in that shul from all across the world. So the only way you can really do something with that shul is if you got every single Jew across the world to agree to it, which of course you'd never be able to do. So he says, the mistama binu adaita dekuliyama. Those large shuls in the Karachim have a different status than a shul in a smaller community. The shuls in the large communities are basically for all Jews all across the world. And he adds, v'shem ha'yesh echad ba'olam d'lo nichalei b'mchirzu. There could be a Jew someplace in the world. He says, I'm not interested in us selling it to this other place. And therefore, nevertheless, ha'chashari, even though under other circumstances you can't just do things with a krach shul, a shul that belongs, so to say, to all of the Jewish people, a large community shul, so then, in this situation, here you are allowed to knock it down as long as you've built a new one already. The mistama, because one can assume, presume, kol ha'olam mirutzim lazeh, that all the Jews across the world are happier that this community shul, this Knesses HaGedola over here, for the whole community, all the Jewish people across the world, would be happy to have this into a new place, into a better location. Because the new shul has already been built, so you don't have to worry that there's some people that would object to this in this situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, Va'afilu lo ratzu listor, rak mechitza achas laharchivo. And even if you're not talking about destroying the entire shul, you're just talking about an expansion product of the shul. You're going to make the shul bigger, and you have to knock down a wall in order to expand the shul. So he says, even in this situation, nami dino hachi, you're not allowed to do this until the new shul is totally built. In other words, don't knock down the inner wall of the shul, build around it, make the outer wall, the new wall, the expansion project, and only after you've completed the outer wall expansion project can you now knock down the mechitza, the inner wall, and fix up the last things that need to be fixed up. This is brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and from the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, She'ein Sosha Nemechitza, you're not allowed to destroy that inner wall, Elabonin Echadosh B'tzara Yoshin. You build the outer wall, the expansion wall around this area, and then only when that is done, V'achakach Sosha Nemechitza, then you're allowed to knock down that inner wall, that Mechitza. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for further discussion of this. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dino Hachi, Dibra Maskul Dino Hachi, he says, he brings down from the Darki Moshe, the Ramah, who's Ma Hetik Dinze Me'arambam the Hariv, which is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So he brings this down in the name of the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as I already pointed out. But the Chofetz Chaim points out there's a little bit of a stranger, so be a Tzas Pele al HaRabbeinu Yerucham, the Lohizkir Klal, Das HaRosh Rabbo. The Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to have ignored the opinion of his Rebbe, the Rosh, who seems to say the exact opposite. And he says it's very unusual for the Rabbeinu Yerucham not to follow the opinion of his Rebbe, the Rosh. He says, She'ein Darko came b'chibur b'kol makom. You don't find this anyplace else in the entire Sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham that he disagrees with the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah then says, very interesting. He says, V'lulei d'mistafina, and if it wasn't for the fact that I'm afraid to say this, well, this is what I would have said. Ha'avamina, the chiluf hashurus yesh b'divrei ha'Rabbeinu Yerucham zeh, that there's a mistake in the Rabbeinu Yerucham's editing. And as a result of these mistakes, the Ein in the Bir Halach, he goes into detail what the mistake is. He says, in fact, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds like the Rosh, but then he says, V'efshel l'dino lo pligi kal Rambam v'Rosh. And in fact, there is no machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, and therefore the Rabbeinu Yerucham, they all agree. The Kavanas Rambam, the opinion of the Rambam is Rak Hainu b'de'efshel b'lav hachi. That's when you can do it without destroying the inner wall, so they make the outer wall first. Avo kisha beis knesses koton mei hachil eis kolam spalim shom. But if the shul can't hold all the people davening over there, and there is no alternative way, the people, there's no room for the people over there. So to say that you can't knock down the old shul till you build a new shul, that's just physically impossible. In this situation, deshare, this would be permissible. And he says, I later found out that the Prima Gadim says the same thing. Albeit he brings down the Tashbates disagrees and says Gamkin the Larchivo also just to expand it would still be also like the simple reading of the Rambam or Mashur Shemitzas the Bechol Gavni also Kepashtus Loshen Rambam, and this would include even in situations where there was no alternative. Nevertheless, the Tashbates would say that that's how the Rambam understood it, that you can't do this. It's Hashem. We'll finish off Sinin Kufnun Beis tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.